Hey, everybody. I am just wanting to throw the warning out there that I recorded this whole episode based on video, and I realized that my audio through my program that I had didn't quite sync up. And so it's like it caught it at the very end. I did the typical, like, you hit the record button and you think the red light's blinking, and it ain't. And so, just making sure that all you guys out there know that the audio quality on this one, it's a bit tin canny, but it's because it's trying to derive it from a video, and the video's a bit different. Anyway, I just hope that you guys still enjoy the episode. Highly recommend you go on our YouTube to check out the video, or you can watch the video podcast here on Spotify. I put it on there just in case that tin canniness is a bit too much. But I appreciate the listen, and I really appreciate everybody taking the time to check out Cookbook Corner, Homestyle Cookery with Maddie Matheson. Thanks. I am your host, Devin Ream. The coffee is poured and your spot at the table is open. I've got my mise en place, and if your mind is open, let us begin. Hey, everybody. Welcome to one of my favorite segments, Cookbook Corner. And what are we going over today? Well, we're going over this amazing guy, Maddie Matheson. I love Maddie. His new cookbook, which I say new, it was published a couple years back or a year back. It is Homestyle Cookery. Basically, Maddie Matheson, if you're not following him on YouTube or anywhere else, you need to start. He is one of the best out there. Many of his recipes, what I always comment and say is that he cooks things the way that I would probably cook them, especially if I could. His hamburger recipes have been award-winning. He's worked for Parts and Labor. He's done quite a bit with his time. And all I know is that he's got a heck of a good way of cooking. His personality also is kind of one in a million. He's loud, he's rambunctious, he does a lot of different things on camera that I don't see a lot of other cooks really trying, especially when he's with Benny Blanco. They had a series on YouTube that gets really wild and crazy. He has more tattoos than any other chef, pretty much. And he's just a big ball of fun. Has a family, has kids, but has had a crazy life experience going through culinary school, but then never finishing. And now, he's had a couple TV shows under his belt through Vice and Munchies. But he just keeps coming out with stuff on his own channel for Maddie Matheson, whether it's Just a Dash or if it's one of his great videos, basically just cooking up the things that he wants to. He also is currently on the show The Bear, where he plays a maintenance guy who's just trying to get into the cooking field, but may not really have a great time with it. Obviously, he gets into fights, all sorts of stuff, but not in the real world. He's a sweetheart. He is just really, really nice and kind, but also wild and crazy. His cookbook, Homestyle Cookery, if you watch his YouTube channels, I'll be the first one to admit that a lot of the recipes you'll notice kind of a similarity or something to it, where you've seen a video over it before, or you remember him talking about it prior, which is not a bad thing. A lot of people may knock it because they say, oh, I've seen that recipe before, or I remember that recipe because he did it on Just a Dash. Well, just because he's done it once doesn't mean you looked in the notes, took down the recipe, cooked it yourself. There's no way. He also, I notice on all these cooking videos, there's little things that usually they're doing that they don't describe in detail. And with this cookbook, you get the details. The recipe I'm showing right now is for roti. Basically, I've never seen him cook roti. I don't know of any cookbook I have besides an Indian cookbook where somebody is trying to make roti. He understands that other cultures, other things, you should make them. You should make those things. He also has his citrus infused refried beans. Once again, which he does grapefruit, making it quite crazy. But yeah, it's always interesting to see kind of how Maddie is going to go about it. Being from Canada, I also think that he has quite the different take compared to what most American chefs want to do. I find that American chefs are very, very business minded. He's business minded, but I think that he is all about kind of the ease and the like of cooking, right? He wears crazy clothes. He's been in GQ. He has worked for crazy food agencies. He's now made two cookbooks, but yet, just like the recipe I'm showing you right now, he knows how to make a great clear pork stock. Or he knows how to do a kitchen sink salad, which is not easy to do over time, especially thin cuts. His knife work is pretty okay, especially when you see it on his videos. But all I know is that Maddie Matheson, to me, has become easily another Dave Chang, or easily another Bourdain, because he's worked in the kitchens. He's done what he's done. He's making these cookbooks. Do I think he's on the level of a David Chang? We won't know until his new restaurant opens and things start going from there. His new restaurant, I've seen 2-3 articles now showing the inside where he had it just like completely decorated by this designer. Has all the wood you could ever dream of. It's a complete wooden inside diner feel, but it's modern and it's gorgeous. It's absolutely gorgeous. And he's going to be cooking food in there that is going to be award winning. It's kind of crazy to see where Maddie is taking his career. There's those infamous refried beans I mentioned earlier, which I still have yet to try. I really need to, because I love refried beans. I love grapefruit. Need to give it a shot. But Maddie Matheson, the reason why I mentioned that trio, so Anthony Bourdain, David Chang, and Maddie Matheson, I think Maddie Matheson, he had a TV show of basically, what was it? It was basically all out life. Like, it was crazy. He traveled everywhere in Canada, in the US, and he would visit these places, and he went to Japan, and he did a lot of crazy things. I know tattoos, bigger guys, what have you, maybe in some countries he may not fit into well, but he always was game. He was always down for whatever they were ready to do. And so any media that Maddie Matheson, you know, pumps out, it's amazing. It's usually something that is must watch because it's going to make you smile. It's going to make you feel good about whatever he's cooking. And it's probably going to be a great recipe. The couple of recipes that I have tried, they basically have been amazing. His burger recipe, his pancake recipe. It's brilliant. And this cookbook, it highlights all those. He goes over them in detail. He talks about the stories with each recipe and how it's affected either him, his travels, possibly his family. But the photography in this book, wow, brilliant. It is really, really good. Main reason being because it isn't just glamour shots. And it isn't just, oh, here's him cooking or here him do this. Blah, look at all the tattoos. No, it's clearly about the food. It's clearly about what you're cooking it in, whether it's a sheet pan, whether it's a, you know, ceramic bowl, whatever it may be. It's really gorgeous photography. And also, his recipes, I think, are fairly spot on, especially with the ingredients and how much you should add. His writing is interesting beyond belief. It keeps you on the edge of your feet in terms of what is he going to talk about, because that's kind of Matty. He's all over the place, kind of like me. But the main thing is that when you're watching Matty in his recipes, he tends to just kind of go crazy and he does whatever he wants to do. He chops things the way he wants to chop it. It might be screwed up. It might not be going well, but he'll get to the finish line and make a final product. It's interesting to see that in the cookbook, basically everything has this touch of chef quality to it. Especially the recipe above the pot stickers, I couldn't believe it. It's one of those things where you look through that and you see Chef Rang, who is his best buddy, kind of have a touch in what he does. He had banh mi hot dogs. He had all sorts of things. But obviously, just like this roast beef and cheddar, he grabs certain recipes and he makes them his own. He doesn't try to, I guess, mimic as much as enhance. He wants to grab whatever is originally being made and make it even better. And I can't blame him. I mean, you look at stuff like this beef and cheddar. You look at things that he later on has burnt end hot dogs and all sorts of things that just, they're brilliant. It'll make a big guy bigger and it'll make a smaller person want to become bigger, because of how good the food is. Like I said, I think the one thing that I am always amazed by, with Matty is that his recipes seem to be kind of family timeless, if that makes sense. They're recipes that you're going to use probably multiple times once you learn how to cook them. And once you get everything situated and organized and you know what you're buying, definitely a lot of Canadian recipes, especially in his first cookbook, The Homestyle Cookery. So this cookbook, it is a lot more at home cooking. It isn't as fancy as the first book, but obviously it has a lot of recipes in it that you can tell are just straight out of Americana, but are still kind of Canadian-fied, if that makes sense. But yeah, the one recipe that I was shocked that he actually had it in the cookbook was this catfish recipe. It is astonishing to know that there's catfish up in Canada and they're cutting it this way. I would take the skin off, but he does not. And he cuts it that way just so you can have catfish tacos. Fish tacos, amazing. Catfish tacos, in my dreams, that's what I think. It probably is just absolutely amazing. And especially cooking the whole fish this way, it's pull apart. And it's not just deep fried whatever. It's actually somewhat healthier than doing your own fried catfish if you just do it by the whole fish. There's little nuances like that throughout this whole cookbook that I find to be a touch of just thoughtfulness that a lot of other cookbooks don't try. A lot of other cookbooks are just trying to be this larger than life thing that is going to be hard to mimic, or if you can mimic it, it's going to require so much flour and butter and seasonings that basically by the time you cook it, you're going to have an army to eat it. Cause if you eat a lot of it yourself, you're not going to feel well. With Matty's recipes, they tend to be very, you know, Maybe you need three or four people. Maybe you need two or three people, or it could just be a couple. And it's going to work out okay. The other part that I found interesting was the cookbook has some recipes where he basically is kind of pushing you to do better, to make things that might be not only possibly out of your price range, but out of your cooking range. A great example was this cooked lamb recipe. It's a leg of lamb in salt. And he mentions multiple times that he didn't think that this was going to work out the way that it should work out, that it just seems weird. But once he cooks it, it's the best thing he's ever had with a leg of lamb. You have your kids run up and crack it and destroy everything. So, yeah, it becomes a whole family affair, but also it is just really good food. Then you had things like this Peking duck, basically a Peking duck, but he calls it a Christmas roast duck. It's going to be very, very good, especially if you have it rotated or on a spit or you smoke it the way that he tells you to smoke it. It's going to be really, really nice. And then obviously there's the burnt end hot dogs, which I cannot get enough of. They seem to be kind of a perfect fit. As well as he talks about, you know, you can make bacon slabs out of it. It doesn't matter. You just add what you can. But also, just to go back to the way that he does his cooking styles, just like the photograph of him near that wood fire, you know, kind of grill, basically, Maddie in all of his videos, especially with this cookbook, you can see how at ease he is with it. He's barefoot. He's cooking the way that he wants to cook it. He's not trying to be too fancy. He's using kind of a fancy grill. But he talks about how he's used propane grills. He's used wood grills. He doesn't care what type of grill you use. So it's very down home, easy cooking. And just like this, segment here, he talks about how food is a memory for him. And I think a lot of folks like me who remember a lot of good times with food, or people like Andrew from Our Last Meal podcast, we all look at food in different ways. Some of us just use it for energy to move on to the next thing. Some of us try to just have really good eats every now and again, but we have to restrict ourselves to something, you know, good to eat in the meantime. Or there's a lot of us like me and Andrew who food is a memory. They're chapters, they're checkpoints throughout life. Helps you remember stories, helps you remember the recipes if you can remember the story. That everything is connected with the food. And very much so, I'm glad that Maddie can keep that through line, not only with his first book talking about how he became a chef and here's these fancy recipes, but also how his life is continuing now with the cookbook showing how he's cooking things in his own home style. It's really nice to see that Maddie has this evolution. It isn't just a loud big guy with a bunch of tattoos screaming at stuff. He's evolving. He's showing you that it doesn't have to be complicated. It can be simple. And this banana cake, I don't know why I've never had a banana cake before, but I will be making this easily. Has a chocolate ribbon throughout, but it has the bananas on top. You can caramelize it. Banana bread is amazing. Why wouldn't a banana cake? Banana milkshakes, by the way, Dairy Queen, best place to get a banana milkshake. But banana cake, back to it. The main thing is with banana cake is that it is one of his favorite recipes that he has at home consistently. And so I actually think that Maddie's second cookbook, it's amazing, because I loved his first cookbook, especially filled with the stories. But the second one is actually showing what he experiences on a day-to-day basis, as well as what you should cook at home. And so all I can say is that this cookbook, as you can tell, one of my faves. Look at this. I mean, look. Look at this cute little family. Look See my thumb. Anyway, but basically, I gotta give the Maddie Matheson cookbook probably, I would give it at least a 4.5 out of 5. The only thing that I'm comparing these two are the other cookbooks that I've reviewed on this podcast. The organization was not as good as Molly Baz's cookbook, Cook This Book, but it definitely has just as good hard-hitting recipes with ingredients that are easily found, easily usable, especially if you're in Canada. He mentions the whole duck, a whole leg of lamb. That might be difficult, but a lot of the other ones are very basic at-home cooking. And the next cookbook I'm going to be going through is actually something I've been looking forward to, The Sous Chef's Indigenous Kitchen. I saw this cookbook. It's a James Beard Award winner here from Sean Sherman with Beth Dooley. It looks absolutely amazing. I have been trying to get into more Native American things, whether it's, you know, podcasts I'm listening to, stories, different things. And then this cookbook, mainly because I find it interesting that throughout, I would say, popular American culture, we have a lot of things that touch on Native American things, but I notice that food, it's basically fry bread and corn. And I watched Padma Lakshmi's cooking show on Hulu going over American cooking and American styles, and I believe she talked to Sean Sherman going over his cookbook in regards to Navajo cooking and different things like that. So it may not have been Sean Sherman. But anyway, she talked to a Native American going over Native American cooking throughout the Southwest and how that's impacted their cooking styles and how things are cooked. The main thing that I would say is that Americans, we don't have too many cooking styles that are our own. There's American style pizza, but pizza comes from apparently originally China, but then Italy, obviously. And then there's Chinese cooking. There's American Chinese. So we have a lot of fusion blended foods. And I think that the U.S. as a whole, we need to start going back to foods that Native Americans raised, grew, foraged for, and hopefully we can go back to a more natural way of eating. Just like the episode that I talked about in 1840 with eating buffalo and bison, maybe we need to go back to more of that instead of high head of cattle numbers because of the impacts on global climate change. So it's one of those things where I'm really interested to see the Sioux Indigenous Cookbook, kind of how those things are going to come into contact. And honestly, I'm ready for it to surprise me. That's what I really love a lot of these cookbooks for, is to just get a surprise recipe or a surprise story or history out of it that I didn't have before. And so I know I've been talking like a speedrunner, but we will see everybody next time on Cookbook Corner. And I just really appreciate everybody listening, watching. I hope that, yeah, everybody has a good time with this. But everybody, go out, buy Home Style Cookery. It's amazing. And try to pick up the Sioux Chef's Indigenous Kitchen. That way, you'll be with me next time on Cookbook Corner to review it. Goodbye. Yeah.
This episode of Culinary Convo was written, produced, edited, and created by yours truly, Devin Ream, and is a part of Mouthful Productions. Please check us out on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at Culinary Convo, and our website, culinaryconvo.com, for recipes, episodes, resources, and send an email to culinaryconvopod@gmail.com with your fan suggestions or recipe submissions. You can also support support the podcast by going to anchor.fm/culinaryconvo1/support so we can purchase cooking or audio equipment to help create a better podcast, or by using the funds to help further the exploration of Culinary Convo by ordering subscription boxes, food kits, or ordering food products to review. So shout out to our first supporter, Convonaut Dylan. Thank you. I also want to give audio credit to Soundtrap for our intro, transitions, and outro music. Thank you.